Okay, alright, welcome to the new Cumtown. Unlike the old Cumtown, this is now a weed and gaming household. And therefore it is a weed and gaming podcast. If you liked the podcast before, we're going to take a hard left turn into... It's going to be on the comedy section of iTunes still. Mm-hmm. But it's just going to be reviews of weed. Because that seems like a good idea. Is my new business idea is I smoke strains and then I tell people about the weed that I've smoked on YouTube.
Oh, that's good.
And iTunes. And then I question why I'm just sort of drifting in life.
Here's a good one. You ever watch Hannah's Weed World?
No.
It's like some 16-year-old or 19-year-old like lesbian from like somewhere in Maryland. And she was wearing an OCMD sweatshirt. And she does this literally that. One time I was looking at the biggest weed fails on YouTube and it auto-played to Hannah's Weed World. But you know, I have to apologize, Nick. I love this bit. I think we really have something here, but I've been betrayed by my friend Adam. You know what? I will go as far as say Adam is on friendship suspension.
Yeah, you know? Why?
Because two social activities in a row... You have not invited me, bro.
No, they
and then
both...
you brag about them in my face.
I didn't brag.
Stav's mad that Adam had sex.
No, that I am always
Adam
mad.
Had sex with a girl, and Stav's jealous because he wasn't invited out. As if that's how sex works.
That is how sex works. It's like a deli counter. You take a ticket, and Adam had took all the tickets for himself and didn't give any to his friends.
It's just about getting there first.
Look, bro. All I'm saying is, you know. I was doing nothing
you would have,
last night.
Not only would you have not fucked, you would have ruined it for Adam.
First of all, I would not have ruined it. I have social grace.
You're like
okay?
A wingman, but the definition of wingman is a guy with wing sauce all
wings.
Over his face.
And here's the thing.
Who ruins
I
his friend's
clarify
ability
that,
to date.
I would like to clarify that.
Come
Stav,
on. I'm also going to fuck.
Stav wouldn't
I just
have
have
ruined
a nice,
it.
Fun time with
he
my
friends.
He
would not have ruined it for me. I want to clarify that. And B, I didn't deliberately exclude you.
I think you did.
I just
it's
went
a pattern
last,
of behavior.
I went last minute.
There's a pattern of behavior.
And then I last minute got
laid. There was a barbecue. Our friend, obviously Ari is a better friend than you, but he is also my friend.
I invited both you
he's
and
also
Nick
my friend.
To the barbecue.
I never got a formal invitation. And not only that, you did not, you asked, Amber asked you what you were doing that day, and she said she's got to go to...
I was at home smoking weed and watching Independence
Day. Yeah, you got back into weed that night.
No, you
so if you went to...
doing this weekend, and then I was like, oh, I'll hit you up, and I hit you up, and you're like, Ari's barbecue.
Yeah, here's the thing. Amber was off...
Amber's not in the living room.
Amber was off mic.
We got Super Nintendo.
So basically, I'm just a terrible friend. I've been
Adam is a
on
terrible
everyone.
Friend.
I'm a bad socialist.
Adam is
I'm
a bad
organizer.
No. You're a fuck. You fucking don't want your friends around, man.
That's not
you know?
True at all.
You know you want to fucking hop
First
on
of
our
all,
backs.
We're not. We have. He's forced to see us twice a week. I wouldn't want to hang out with us either.
No, I disagree.
That's not true.
I think we have good hangs.
I wouldn't fucking hang out with me.
You always want to hang out.
I literally
want to watch
out.
Movies, and we always it's fun.
Me first.
I did ask Amber what she was doing this weekend, and I forgot
that
it was Ari's barbecue when I asked the question. But
anyway,
yeah, you were
the point
anyone
is,
was more than welcome to come to Ari's barbecue.
That's you're the king of retroactive invitations.
Also, you were you were moving.
I'm the king
that
of wishful
day.
Thinking.
That's true.
Okay, so
look, you're on friendship suspension, dude.
That's fine,
okay?
Dude. Just be mean to me
suspension.
On our podcast and let's
no,
keep going.
I won't. That's what I do to my friends. How are you doing, Adam? How's your day? I'm gonna ask you questions and pretend and care.
My day is fine.
Fuck you. I changed my mind. I'm gonna stay mean to you. You're a bitch.
Anyway, big news out of Washington.
We can go back to this weed bit. Why are you putting Rick and Morty on
I'm
the
not.
TV?
I'm trying to turn this shit off, you fucking idiot.
You're
Did
an idiot.
You watch the new episodes?
I haven't yet.
They were quite good.
Of Rick and Morty. That's like the only good show.
I haven't seen them yet.
They're great.
You know,
yeah.
The second season really
amped up. Amber, you can't, you know, it's like you're off mic and I'm glad that we're, she said, thank you, Stav, you're right. That's a good point. The point is, you know, I've been betrayed by Adam. And I just wanted to have a nice, fun time with my friend, dude.
I'm going to bet that by the end of this episode, I'm going to make it up to you in such a sweet and great way.
I don't
way.
Think you will. In an hour? No way. No
I
chance.
I'm going to give myself that challenge, Stav, and allow me to.
Okay, I'm open. All right,
thank you.
I'm open to it.
So how about the mole dog, our fearless leader? How are you doing?
My man's actually a weed head.
I've been all right. Yeah, I've reset my brain with the good leaf.
The mother guy is
dude,
herb.
The fucking the
he's extremely off that Thai stick right now.
The laundromat I go to, they have one poster that's like Bob Marley, and it's like the underneath it says like, you have to smoke weed. It's like demanding that you smoke weed. I forget the specific words that it uses, but it's like, if you don't smoke weed, you'll never know, like, your true, if weed reveals your true self to
interesting,
you.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which, no, it doesn't. You're
no,
literally high.
It not just makes you slight. Stupid.
Yeah.
I was on an edible yesterday and I felt
but then,
trapped.
Shut up. Then right next to that,
suck my dick, bitch.
There's one that's two cans that says, like, we don't want you to smoke.
So oh, mixed messages. Between,
yeah, there's like a
the red pill and the blue pill.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you're
red pill. You can now. Either follow your boy or follow your nose.
Oh, is the toucan about coke, maybe?
No.
Follow your nose, dude.
It's about,
you know,
toucans, about cigarettes.
Toucans probably snort a lot of coke with their big nose.
Because they got big old noses.
Yeah. And they're also, because, and it's also because they're gay, because Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Gay guys love cocaine.
That is true.
That's the only downside about doing cocaine is that people think you're gay. When you
that's what I always say about having sex with men.
Yeah. That's what I say about being into, like, George Michael.
Dude, Wham goes
like,
off.
I can't,
they've
I
got
can't
some
just
great tracks.
Listen to Wham without people being like, what, are you gay or something? I'm like, no, I'm high on cocaine.
Driving dude, Heartbeat. Train. Heartbeat's a jam. Heartbeat, heartbeat.
This is a classic, why don't you suck classic my bit, dick? But, yeah, Casey Jones, what a waste of cocaine.
Yeah, driving a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds what? Like the worst thing you could possibly do yep. on cocaine.
Who's Casey Jones?
The Grateful
Don't tell
Dead
him.
Song.
He doesn't yeah. need to know.
Sorry, this is like a thing that only Nick and
Grateful
I know
Dead?
About. Yeah.
I've heard yeah. of them.
Well, I guess you can...
Wait
you,
a second. You're mad someone was doing coke and driving a train? That seems like the most up-your-alley thing of all time.
No. I'm not actually into trains. I'm really only into air raid sirens, so it's like... it's not even like... I don't really have autism. It's just one thing that I like a lot, and it's watching videos of air raid sirens for hours and knowing things about them.
Yeah,
you're pointing
right.
them out. And when I well, live in Los plenty. Angeles, specifically going to see an air raid siren that I read about...
You did?
No, I happened to see one on the street, and I was sending people pictures of it, and the unanimous response from people was like, please stop this.
I say go for it, dude. I'm here to support you in all your endeavors.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Do you want to drive to an air raid siren? Where's the closest one here?
South Williamsburg.
Yeah, the Chassids do yeah. at the beginning of
they
Shabbat.
Have, they have one, and all of the neighbors
so
have complained.
Scary.
Because they don't, it's not an air raid, so they just bought an air raid siren and they're like, we'll use this for a holiday.
Instead of a shofar?
Yeah, they could use bells, but they don't want
to
use bells.
To let people know when Shabbat
prefer to be
started.
Annoying by using a fucking air raid siren. So it goes off every Friday evening.
Every Friday?
Every yeah. single Friday.
Whoa.
At sundown.
Yeah.
Is that when you're supposed
personally,
to blow the
shofar?
That's when you're supposed yeah. to like stop using electronics for 25 hours.
The yeah. sweet sound of the angry horn.
What if you're halfway into jacking off on your phone and you hear that siren? You have to stop?
No. Yeah, you have to stop. Or no, you can't switch it off technically. You just literally need to put your phone down. And then just let it die.
Oh, but
not,
you could look at, but you know, who's
but
to
you
say
can look.
Technically?
Yeah, my Orthodox friends used to like be into football. And you know how at the end of the season they have like on Saturdays, they have some NFL games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like big Packers fans and they just leave a TV on for all of Shabbos, like on the channel.
That's such a bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Fucking like God gives a shit about the loopholes, you know?
God doesn't give a shit. But they have this also this concept of a Shabbos goy,
mm-hmm.
which is where they hire someone to like
to do
all
the
shit you can't do,
which is ridiculous.
Which is also just that's cheating. You shouldn't be allowed
yeah,
to do 100%. It.
Isn't goy a slur?
No, it just means nation.
So it means slur. It means the same thing as a slur.
Goy.
Yeah.
It just means nation.
But it's short for goyim.
Goyim means is the plural of goy.
Mm. All right.
Smart. Goyim means nations.
I still think it's a slur.
Goyim, why does Goyim sound so much?
You know what? If you like call golem. Me, this is the one instance where I get to say it's a slur.
Oh, nice.
If I like, if Chinese means multiple, if I was like, yeah, check out these chins over here, you'd be like, that's a racial slur. I'd be like, is it?
Chinese is.
I just, yeah. It's not a slur. It's just short.
I don't know that I follow your logic.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
The midnight,
you know what that is? That's a little bit of that 420 train. Logic.
Yeah.
How about that for a movie? The Midnight Meat Train.
And it's a bunch of guys getting fucked in the
no,
ass.
No, that's just
no,
literally
it's
the
actual
name.
Title of this movie.
Leon Kaufman's Obsessive Pursuit of Dark Subject Matter.
I was looking through
is
HBO
it actual
Go.
Meat? Because I'm into that also.
A meat train?
Like just kebabs
like a,
and shit?
It's like
fun.
A refrigerated train?
Yeah, dude. And you just
that's
punch
pretty
it,
tight.
And then there's also kebabs.
You ever see this one, In the Mouth of Madness?
No.
Sort of a, it's like, it's John Carpenter, but it's weird.
It sounds like you
how many movies
crazy
does John Carpenter
mouth?
Have? He has like 40 movies? It has to be up there, right?
I don't think it's that many.
I've never, I don't know. Fuck John Carpenter. I mean, he's probably good. I don't think I've seen his movies.
That's impossible.
We've probably talked about this, and yeah. maybe I've yeah. seen one or two.
Well, so now that...
The Fly, half of The Fly, is that him?
The Fly is David Cronenberg.
Oh, we've done this with yeah. Cronenberg, yeah, yeah.
But, so now that Nick is a stoner, he's been threatening to replace Stav and I with the, it's fucking nice out, I'm trying to smoke mm-hmm. some loud guy.
It's fucking nice out. I'm trying to chill, I got loud. I'm on loud, my DM, I got loud.
Great voice work, my man.
Thanks,
man.
That's really good self auto tune, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm good at auto tune.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked.
Damn, dude, you're a voiceover master.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked.
You got too much fat on your fucking head.
Nah,
right.
dude, that helps. That helps no. the vibrato.
It sounded like a midget clapping.
I've yeah. got a. Damn.
Can't do it.
I can't.
My man ain't no good at this.
No, you can't do the lips.
He can do it.
I have.
From now on, the entire podcast is gonna be auto-tune.
Adam's gay.
You're listening to Fine, the T-Pain yeah. podcast.
Fuck. You know what's so I embarrassing is like I tried to do the autotune and it just comes out sounding like a Hasidic guy in South Williamsburg. I was just like, fuck you.
Oh, just chanting?
Yeah.
I like chanting.
Chanting
in Greek Orthodox they would chant too. Or like
the only I'm going to a Jewish
Jesus
wedding this weekend.
Jesus got his dick sucked and shit like
are
that.
Are there portions so the service in Greek Orthodox is in Greek?
Half Greek, you say it in Greek first, then you do it in English.
They you do the translation
it's the same thing
so
as
you
Catholic
gotta do
Church.
Double?
You do double.
Yep. In Catholic Church, they do it in Greek first and then English.
No, they do Latin first.
No, they do Greek first. A lot of people think it's Latin, it's not.
Why?
No, bullshit, dude.
No, no, they I'm speak serious. Latin, dude.
No, they speak Greek.
Fuck you.
Everyone thinks it's Latin, but it's not.
It is.
It's a big secret about the Catholic Church.
No.
It's you know the that? Other secret they came up with to cover up the real secret.
Do you know that?
We got away with for a long time.
The only Latin thing I know from that Jesus once said was like, don't you know I'm loco, man? You know?
Yeah, Latino Jesus.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's done that bit before. That his name is Jesus.
Jesus. Wow. Now we're on
yo,
to something.
Yo, get Chewy on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Or Fluffy. What's I always call him Chewy.
Chewy's the midget.
Yeah, Chewy's the midget from the Chelsea
from
Handler
From Chelsea
show.
Handler. Fuck, I've made that mistake before, too.
A lot, dude. Latino Jesus. Right, guys?
Yeah.
So, like, what if Jesus was Latino, man? Is there any kind of equivalent to altar boys in Judaism?
No. No, there's...
Is there, like, an altar? Do rabbis have a secret little room they pop
they
in and out of?
They suck babies' dicks, but it's, like... that's what makes it so funny, is, like, I don't think they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the ritual...
You gotta respect the God that
I mean,
makes you suck
so
a baby's dick.
That's such a small minority. You know? It's funny because they
no,
suck
everyone
the baby's
well,
dick.
No, it's 2% of the Jewish population, but... Jews are only 2% of people. So imagine if every Jew you knew was a pedophile, and basically in the Jewish community, it's that level of pedophilia.
Mm.
So that's it's basically good, like yeah, every Jew is a pedophile.
I don't get that.
No, I get that. That's sound mathematical logic. Up. Yep.
Damn, that's a little bit more of that ganja.
No, I actually understand what Nick's talking about.
It's literally the mathematics of an inverse square. So you take
what are you talking about? You're talking about 2% of
now you're losing me.
And then you do the inverse square of that operation. All of them are pedophiles.
That's true.
Absolutely no.
Dude, that's because you don't respect that good leaf. I got loud. I got loud. I'm trying to do fucking math. It's fucking nice out. I got a fucking calculator. Hit my DM. Come on, Lon. I got a TI-83. I'm trying to do math on these Jews.
Did you guys do math on these Jews?
Did you guys I'm trying ever to add those? Ass up. Fucking 6 million shit. I don't even care. I got loud. Hit my line. I'm serious.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, I used to steal TI-83s. Remember those?
Yeah, dude. I used to program those to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd put test answers in
them. I did that when I was in community college. I never cheated when I was in school because my mentality was more like, yeah, none, I don't fucking care about any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't do any work.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just didn't have a problem failing. But when I went to community college, I was like trying to do
time
well.
To buckle up.
And I fucking, I took this astronomy course because like I took all the like, because you need to just get the associate's degree, you need like a general study mm-hmm. to get like the base, just please leave the community college degree.
Right, right, right.
You need like a math and a science. And so the math I took was called like mathematical ideas. And it was like, what's the best way to split up a cake between five people? And somebody would be like, cut it into five pieces. And they'd be like, it's a little too specific. And somebody else would be like, sharing the cake. And they'd be like, exactly. It's splitting it up. How much you split? That's for set. Hey. We'll let accounting figure that out. We're the idea people. We're about mathematical ideas. There should just be
sharing
like
the cake.
They should have like a fucking business class at community college where 90% of the semester is spent on like teaching you how to tent your fingers. And that's like
power postures.
Yeah, now we doing business. Okay.
Business.
Lesson number one, spelling the word business. You may think that it's spelled B-I-D-N-E-S-S. That's incorrect. Even though it's pronounced that way properly. It's because it's a French word. And number one rule of business, always use French words. And interject as many French words as possible into your business. Forte, entrepreneur. Forte again. You know?
Oh.
Beret. I say beret all the time. I don't know what the fuck that means. Allow me to beret your acquaintance. See how good that sounds? It's wrong, but it sounds good. Welcome to community college. The beret to your future.
If y'all take a look over here, I got a baguette y'all might want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. Let me get some brie.
Exactly. Allow me to introduce you to my fiance.
You would say that at the beginning of a meeting.
Yeah,
yeah, everyone's your fiance.
With the Japanese.
Forte. Entrepreneur. Forte. Au contraire.
Menage au contraire is
now,
great.
Au contraire. I was laughing about a guy being like, you see, I prefer my bitch to be au sexual.
Oh, sexual is so fucking good. See,
what really gets me is when a bitch is oh, sexual.
You had an incredible stoned thread yesterday. Andre's.
Andre's Steakhouse. It's like a steakhouse. Like, it's like, so the setup is like, it's the Outback Steakhouse guys are like, we had huge success with the Outback Steakhouse without ever having gone to Australia. What are we going to do now? And they're like, well, I don't know. Australia is like a pretty good theme. Like, what can a lot of people relate to that we have no experience with whatsoever? One guy's like, black people. What if we do a black people themed steakhouse? And they're like, yeah, let's do like a middle-aged black guy themed steakhouse called Andre's Steakhouse.
Yep.
You can only get the steaks well done.
Yeah.
you know?
The doors and the bath deck, because that's the key. Any kind of themed restaurant, you got to figure out the bathrooms immediately. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, what's your fun name?
Yes.
For, so instead of men and women, it's females and fellas.
The appetizer menu, what's that called?
It's called foreplay.
That's right. Foreplay. And how about their wine?
Oh, yeah. They only have one type of wine, the house wine. It's called your most expensive wine. It's $18.
A bottle.
And then the only other beverage is Heineken.
How do you order this one?
Yeah. So they don't have waiters. You have to order through a Bluetooth headset.
Hell yeah.
A guy across the restaurant will lower his sunglasses at you to let you know that your order is received. And then once you finally get your food, the waiter brings it up, and then he stands at the table next to you the entire time you're eating, and he says, "So you got to give respect to get respect. You can't get respect if you're not giving respect, but you have to have respect first, and that starts with self-respect. So if you don't self-respect yourself, you know how are you gonna? If you don't give yourself the respect first, how are you gonna give the respect to other people?" And then once you've given respect to them, they give it back to you. That's called the economy of respect. Yes, I also teach at the community college. Business 101. The zero in 101 is a dollar sign.
Fuck, man, I love Andre's Steakhouse, dude. Oh, man, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Let's be pretty good. Listen to some TD Jakes tapes, dude. Get our lives together.
Who is that?
He's like a black, like,
motivational
minister type of guy. Two different Uber drivers in New Orleans were listening to that.
They were like, this has set me right?
Yes.
You know what I missed? That summer hit from New Orleans, Fifth Ward Weeby.
Yes. What was it?
How you gonna... No, it was...
Fuck it. Oh, it was awesome.
No. Let me find out.
Let me find out. Yeah. Let me find out your baby daddy wear sandals. Yeah, remember that one?
Let me find out your old man wearing sandals.
That shit was so good. That was the time we were at Hell Yes Fest.
Yeah. No, that song was fucking awesome.
Wait, dude. I don't know that song.
Let me find out.
In New Orleans?
Yeah. Well, it was like probably some
like Southern
Louisiana.
Was he like a Cash Money guy?
Fifth Ward Weeby. No, I don't think
probably
so.
Probably like a little boozy dude.
Yeah. I remember when we went to that Six Flags, the abandoned Six Flags, there were a ton of tags that just said Free Bossy.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't, the people spelled Boozy's name wrong.
Yeah.
Free Bossy. Yeah.
Let me find out. Oh,
he's Boozy Badass now. He's not Lil Boozy anymore.
Yeah, he changed
dropped
it.
A little.
Let me find out you wearing bootleg titties. Let me find out you got that pussy on the loose. Let me find out you still rocking flip phones.
I like that. Pussy on the loose. Like there's wanted posters for a pussy around. Dead or alive, boys. Bring her in.
Let me find out you got that internet deal. He's mad that you shop for deals on the internet. Let me find out you acting funny with them stamps.
What does that even mean?
Let me find out you twerking while you got cramps. Oh. He's mad.
Oh, food stamps, postage fraud.
And he's like, let me find out you twerking while you got cramps. He's mad women dance on their period. I love it, dude. Let me find out you wearing Spanx to hide your gut. Let me find out them booty pants underneath. Yeah, this is great stuff, guys. Please look up Fifth Ward Weeby. Let me find out.
That's not
that
Lil Webby. No.
Plug that in for Webby, Webby just got accused of like beating some woman.
Really?
I think he went to jail for it, yeah. And then it's like, you know, his Instagram is like him like, I don't give a fuck, I don't care. And people are like, I know she's lying.
Thank you, Webby.
Yeah.
We believe in you no matter what.
Yeah. He blew up like 10 years ago and then sort of just fizzled out.
What was the song, the spelling song?
Yeah, I-N-D-E-P.
Oh, independent, yeah. Do you know what that mean?
Yeah.
Wait, that's
yeah.
Boozy, isn't it?
No, that's Webby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Boozy might be on it, but...
Yeah, he is on it. You're right.
Because she and I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Can you explain what that mean, man? That was my joke when that came out.
Can you explain?
Yeah. Can you tell me, can you help me understand what that is?
What's the definition of this word?
Because this is I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. What does that spell? What is this word that I'm encountering?
Oh, fuck. What's up, dog? How's the stoner life treating you? You got snacks?
No, I don't do snacks, dude. I'm trying to fucking get back in shape.
So you're doing the rare stoner health stoner
combo.
It
actually helps to fucking, because I don't have an appetite, so I like fuck up and I can't eat enough, like, you know, of the right shit when I get back from the gym.
Oh,
and so then I just won't eat for like 12 hours, and then I'm hungry, and it's like, ah, fuck it, I'll just get like a
shitty
egg McMuffin bullshit rather than, you know, eating chicken and fucking broccoli.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
But yeah, you mean like bodybuilder chicken and broccoli or Chinese food chicken and broccoli?
No, I mean like, yeah, like a...
Like just chicken breast, plain ass
chicken, of chicken breast
yeah.
and eating it with asparagus.
You've got no appetite? What's wrong, buddy?
I just like to eat like once a day and I like to eat bullshit, so...
Yeah. I know. There's nothing better than starving yourself and then eating that fat ass fucking meal.
It's also, man, I got pretty fucking out of shape. So when I get out of the gym now, I'm like, I want to throw up.
Right. Yeah, dude, I have not been to the gym. I missed physical therapy today for my shoulder because the trains was fucking up. Sucks, dude. I'm trying to get strong.
Do you need surgery or what?
No, physical therapy ought to do it. It's just like there's a tear in my like the socket that holds the shit together.
The labrum?
I got a labrum tear, exactly. Yeah. And like a minor slap tear, wherever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
And I just have this... It's actually fucked up, dude, because the guy who's my physical therapist looks like... I've never met the guy, but he looks like my maternal grandfather. So it's like he looks exact... I feel like my grandfather is back from the dead.
And you're trying to adjust your back.
And adjust my shoulder, yeah.
That Turkish revolutionary that looks just like Jimmy Fallon.
No.
It's some guy from like 100 years ago.
Really?
It just looks exactly like Jimmy Fallon.
Like Jimmy Fallon doing Chris Rock blackface?
Yeah, it's real funny. Because people say if they had a time machine, they'd go back and stop Hitler. I would go back and meet the people that look like other people.
Nice.
And then just be weirded out by it.
Would you bring them back or no? Just leave
just
them
go
there?
To the Civil War. And like this guy's like, what are you doing in my homestead? And I'm like, you look exactly like Gilbert Godfrey. You have no idea. It doesn't make sense to you, but to see Gilbert Godfrey say things,
it's like crazy.
Absurd.
Oh, that's fun. Minor things you would do while going back in time. I think I would go back to the 50s and be the best basketball player, the best... I could beat Bob Cousy one-on-one, dude.
No, you couldn't, dude.
Absolutely,
Those guys could hoop, so...
No way, dude.
Yeah, they could.
I would
just
be...
dribbled flat-palmed.
Dude,
they
would
just
be
didn't
a
care
star.
About, no, the thing that made them good is they didn't care about looking
hilarious.
Gay. What? Oh, that guy looks
that guy
exactly,
does look
like,
exactly
Jimmy
like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy, yeah. Gosh, I'd like to meet that feller.
I could beat him one-on-one.
No, fundamentals white boys in the 50s.
Dude, I hit him with a spin move.
Just chest passing each other.
I back him down. I could be one of the top basketball players of all time if I was right now in the 50s.
No, because they were like legit goons that used to play. Like that
I'm
guy.
A goon?
No, like 7-foot dudes.
Nah.
Yes,
George Mikan.
George Mikan.
Fuck George Mikan.
Dude, he was amazing.
Minneapolis Lakers. He's not amazing. He's a big fucking nerd, dude.
He's dead now. Don't speak ill of that.
Fuck George Mikan. Fuck every Laker, dude.
Your father, Fig.
Any kind of business idea, like how people think, like, oh, I'd go back and I'd bet on this.
Yeah,
or
I'd
invest in that. But the problem is like, all the shit you're used to now won't be invented for, like, another 40 years.
Right.
So it would just suck.
You
like
just have to chill
having
for 40
having like
years.
Millions of dollars in the 30s would fucking suck.
With no
you wouldn't
texting.
Have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have no one to talk
That's
to.
That's true. The food
you have
would be
to
bad.
Go back. You have to go back for violent or sexual reasons.
I don't
be
know.
No sushi.
It'd probably be easier to cheat on people back then.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a.
Why
benefit.
Do you care about that? That was showing your true colors, dude.
I'm into cheating.
Not me, dude.
I'm a cheater.
I respect.
Yeah, women. Everybody knows. Guys love to cheat.
Yeah, it would have to be you, right. But there might be something fun about if you're rich as hell and you just live on a tropical island, you pay people to fucking feed you grapes and shit.
You could do that now.
No, but you could do that with like $1 million.
You could do that now, and I guarantee if you did that now, after like 2 days, you'd be like, where's my phone?
That's true.
I would.
Maybe it'd be freeing to live in a world with no phone, though. You know?
No.
Yeah, I would go to like a horny time. Like
I'm telling you, I didn't have a smartphone or texting until 2014. And then as soon as I got it, I was like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, but you didn't know what you were missing, dude.
I would just go back to
I was
a very
drunk. I wasn't able.
That's true.
This thing gave me sobriety.
That
Can you imagine
true.
How easily
Wait,
I would have
you're
fallen
saying
off?
That
Probably.
A cell phone
actually,
did?
You know, I said it as a joke, but now that I think about it, like a lot of like my inability to stay sober was just fucking boredom.
Mm.
You sit around, stare at a fucking wall? Eventually, you're going to drink.
Game, dude.
Nah.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I get bored. I get bored with the shit now. That's why I'm having to get back into weed.
Right. Well, here's the solution, Sof, to what you were saying. Is you just go back to the most horny moments in history. Like the 1920s were super horny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck,
getting sucked off by flappers and shit.
Oh, yeah. People were just like doing horny ass shit back
then.
Hell
yeah. I'm in.
I was speaking of the 1920s. I learned about the Fatty Arbuckle murder recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That poor guy got set up.
It wasn't a murder. It was a rape. They said that he raped a woman with a bottle and he was set up by studio heads.
Yep.
It was to like eliminate independent movie makers.
He was too
powerful
of a star.
But ironically, the woman in the case was named Virginia Rappe, R-A-P-P-E. He was accused of raping. So
fuck
wow,
yeah.
That's a Civil War Nicolas Cage. Pretty cool.
That's a guy that looks like Nicolas Cage. That's pretty good.
You don't understand. Slavery is the national treasure. We can't get rid of it. It's a treasure.
On the back of the Declaration of Independence, just a drawing of a black guy being forced
to
do
stuff.
Well,
this way, Nicolas Cage, his family name Cage, is they invented the cages for the auction block.
That's why he's so rich.
Yeah.
That's why he buys all those dinosaur eggs and shit.
You know? Actually, guys, his last name is Coppola.
Oh, that's right.
Adam's last name is Gay.
Gay, Gay.
That's his real name.
No, Suck you know Pola. My real last name, though.
No one cares.
It's
Finkelberg?
It's Landau, yeah.
Your real last name is Landau.
Landau, yeah.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean by that?
That's probably why you're a rapist. You got a name like that?
Landau?
Yeah. What's up? My name's Adam Brom.
No, my last name anybody, is Landau.
What do you mean it's Landau?
It changed to Friedland when they immigrated to South Africa from Lithuania.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, the actor that just died is from the same area of Lithuania. We're probably, that's
no, you're
probably
not.
My cousin.
I don't believe that that was your name.
No, it was my name.
So why they changed to Friedland?
Who, Sam Shepard?
People's last names. No, Martin Landau.
Sam Shepard's real name is Martin Landau?
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus.
Dude, that's a sad one to go, actually, Sam Shepard.
Yeah, but so what?
I mean, whatever.
Did he teach you how to be weird?
He taught you how to be weird. Go ahead, say it.
What?
Go ahead, be the guy you've been making fun of for the last 3 years.
He wasn't that old.
Yeah, say it. Go ahead, talk about what a loss it is that Sam Shepard is
dead.
Who is
Sam Shepard?
He was like an actor.
He was in Black Hawk Down and The Right Stuff and fucking Days of Heaven.
No, but I read a lot of his plays in college.
Oh,
I was
cool.
Like really into
it. Oh, you read plays.
Shut the fuck up.
That's great that you read really his chill, plays dude. In college.
You could read plays. You don't have to just see them acted.
I'm going to say this right now, and it's going to be going to seem like a contrarian point.
Wow, what?
But I mean it, and it's also the truth. There's never been a single good play ever. There's no such thing as a good play.
I don't.
Nah, dude, Fences is good. I saw Fences in Baltimore.
If it's not a movie, it's bad.
Well, Fences, they made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Movies got to be, look, it's the pinnacle of storytelling. And I want fucking 4K UHD.
Is that what you're mad at? There's no 4K plays?
Yeah,
because they're in real life?
Yeah, they're better than 4K. They're
what if real. Someone streamed a play and you were in another room in 4K?
Where are the special effects?
They're live special.
Look, there's guys like that. Effects. Those are the best. Like 10 years ago. I don't think you see it as much anymore, but like forum guys that are like, man, the fucking special effects in this movie suck. You know, like there's got to be better special effects. You know what I'm saying? If I'm paying to see a movie, I want like good special effects.
Yeah.
That's all they care about is big explosions.
And it's like The Fighter or some shit. Or
yeah.
Just
did
like,
you see Pacific Rim?
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah,
dude.
I haven't seen it.
Rock'em
Sock'em Robots.
That probably would go off.
Probably,
on
because I missed it while I was in theaters, and it's like I'm not gonna watch that at home.
That's just
on
good,
my
dude.
Laptop.
Yeah, it'd be good on
Stringer
TV.
Bell. Stringer Bell gives the Independence Day speech. Essentially,
yeah, it's cool.
It's tight.
Yeah,
big ass robots. There's a hot Japanese lady who's like, oh, no, but then she finds the power in herself, and she's like, ah, and she kills the fucking aliens.
Thanks for ruining the movie for me.
I'm trying to think of a good play right now. I think Nick
can't
might
do
be
it,
right.
Dude. Yeah, there's no good
what?
Place.
I just said one. Fences is good.
I never
Fences
saw it.
Fences is not good. First of all, which production?
I don't really
Fences?
Ever.
The
see
one
place.
At the Everyman Theater that they took me to in eighth grade in Baltimore.
It was bad. I saw it. I personally reviewed that one
you
for
did?
Mad Magazine.
For Mad Magazine.
I think I believe I gave it 4 gays down.
that, wait.
Four gays
four
up.
Four gays up good?
No, four gays down.
But what about four gays up?
That's not a review.
Mm.
That's not what... Did you even read...
Mad Magazine?
When I was a theater critic for Mad Magazine?
I gotta be honest, Nick, here, I did not.
That was the start of my career.
I'm sorry, dude.
Wait, really?
So you were an eighth grade? I was a theater critic for Mad Magazine for 35 years.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was in my late 30s, early
40s. Oh, okay. Wait, so...
Wait a second.
Did you ever... You never saw a play you liked?
I think he's doing a bit.
What's the one you like the best? If you had to choose.
When are we gonna see Cats? Yeah, Glengarry Glen Ross is basically a play.
Yeah, that's basically a play.
What, Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the show Frasier is basically a play.
No, Glengarry Glen Ross is a movie.
My favorite play is Frasier.
Frasier.
It was a play. They made it a movie. It became good. People went back and said, maybe this play isn't as bad as we thought. And they watched the play, and then they said, I don't know why we did this.
That's true.
The movie's a million times better.
It's what true. About the play A Few Good Men? That was a play? A movie.
I think so. I had to remember what A Few Good Men was for a second.
No, it was a play. Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one about Watergate.
When it was a play, it was called A Few Gay Men.
All the President's Men.
Yeah. It was called A Few Gay Men, and it was actually the title of every play ever.
Just a few, not a lot. Yeah.
There's a couple straight guys in there.
Yeah.
You know what would make plays good again? If we went back to the era where they made all the women characters boys.
Yes. Yeah. That's
what I want to see. A nice smooth boy as a woman.
And they went to real sex scenes. So
they did.
Fucked the boy
on
stage.
No, but back when they were doing boys, the sex scenes were off stage.
No. I would love to
see. But they were real.
I would love to see an off-Broadway production of Bad Wives 2 with an all-boy cast.
I love it.
And that might be a play I could enjoy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's Bad Wives 2?
It's a pornography I saw 15 years ago. It's got Raylene in it.
You want to see male children fuck each other?
Well, they would be women.
That's what
makes it acting. If you can't act like your asshole is a vagina, then you can't act. It's called the Meisner method.
Wow. So, Adam, how many Oscars have you won then? Because you must be the world's most accomplished actor.
I'm going to take Meisner and I'll probably get like 3 or 4 ships. I think 3, 4, 5. But yeah, I definitely can go back into
that.
Yeah,
I've actually been studying the Meisner method at the Wilmer Valderrama studio. And we haven't really, it's been mostly exercises. A lot of like this weird thing where you have to let your partner penetrate and the teacher penetrate you sexually.
Yeah, same time.
Which seems weird. And I thought, at first I was like, oh, I'm just being raped.
Yes.
You know, like, which is most people's response. But then you realize the way the teacher explained it, and this guy's a genius.
Is it Wilmer?
He was friends with, no, it's not.
It's not Wilmer.
Yeah, it's not. it was his mentor.
Oh.
This guy, the fat doctor, who like mentored all these people. Basically, I didn't know this, but every single comedian from DC who's ever had any success, he's mentored.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chappelle.
And then also everyone from DC. So George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
He's not from DC.
He came up with all their ideas.
Yeah.
They're not from DC.
Interesting. Yeah, they are.
Was. They're president, so
they're
both
president.
Those guys
that
are
makes
the president,
them from
so
DC.
From DC.
The name of the town is Washington.
Right. The capital wasn't in DC when Washington
no, it
was.
Was
yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, yeah, and the White House was there,
no,
and it was
wasn't.
Even
it's
bigger.
It's named
and
after George Washington.
Yeah,
because
after
he moved
the
there and he said, "This is my town now.
Yep.
I'm from here.
It's my kind of
Let's
town.
Let's print up the athletic tees.
It was a swamp on
That's
the Potomac,
right.
bros.
That's what the Gettysburg Address
is. It was a town called Rome, Maryland. Was DC, and then they got part of Virginia.
Now, Virginia backed out.
Eventually, but DC used to include Arlington.
Yeah, it was a square.
Those fucking
and then
cocksuckers.
They took it back because they weren't getting enough monuments.
Mm.
That's the reason that I forget what the word is for when a state recaptures part of its territory.
It's called
not
heritage.
Secession?
Heritage.
Yeah,
not
it like, might be recession.
Recession?
But
Succession.
No, Succession. They didn't secede. It was like. A recap. I don't know. I don't forget.
Either way.
Repatriation.
Either way, he's from D.C. and the fat doctor came up with his ideas.
Yeah.
And
so
the fat doctor, hold on, is also sort of in. He knows Wilder Valderrama,
yes.
And he was
no,
Nick's acting teacher.
Yeah.
I just want to tie it all up. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
but that, like
sense.
You're making a joke of it, but like, I have a friend that's an actress, and her acting teacher runs a cult. It's basically a cult.
Yeah.
He
Did
tells
she
everyone
Did
they're
she
a piece
him?
Of shit. No, but I think
so. She fucked.
I think he's an old gay guy, but he emotionally abuses everyone.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Did you see that documentary about that cult I only caught it in passing about that guy that's like in shape, but he had some weird cult.
I watched that documentary.
What's that called?
I forgot the name of it, but it's like everyone's really good looking.
Yeah.
And he's like maybe French or Italian.
Yeah, that weird French guy.
What? What's
and then the guy, Southern that California? Guy, that guy is like, yeah, he would have these therapy sessions and, you know, eventually he just wears you down. And then years later, I realized I'm just getting fucked in my ass.
Yeah.
There's this guy. There's like this guy that would like rape his cult.
He would literally fuck
them. He would literally like bring them in for therapy sessions.
Jesus.
And be like,
Christ.
You need to learn how to be more open. Like, let me have sex with your ass.
That's what all cults
they would
are.
Be like, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Every cult documentary, they like talk about like everything and then you just wait because there's always
someone's
that one moment
fucked.
Where the one cult leader is either fucking girls or fucking his male subordinates.
Yeah.
Or fucking both. Women. Yeah.
Does anyone ever do both?
No, not typically.
Damn.
There's like Warren Jeffs was fucking like 13-year-old girls, right?
Yeah, Jesus.
Am I wrong
Christ.
Or right?
Who's Warren Jeffs? Warren
Jeffs was that breakoff of Mormons in like Southern Utah, Northern Arizona.
I feel like Mormons just stopped fucking young women anyway, young girls anyway.
Well, they stopped like polygamy, and they let black people in their church in like 1994.
About time, dude.
Yeah, because BYU football was having a rough decade.
Imagine how much it must suck to go to BYU to play football. You can't fuck.
Yeah,
someone got
a lot
kicked
of
off
them
the team
get
for
kicked
fucking.
Off of the team for fucking. Yeah,
which is wild, dude.
Yeah.
We should boycott them.
But
why
actually,
don't they just get married? It's
they
not
have
like you can't get
of,
married again.
They have
just
a
marry
of,
every woman you want to have sex with. That's what I don't understand.
No, you can't.
That's
they,
a lot of red
they
tape.
They outlawed polygamy. But
no, he means get divorced. Polygamy. That's their whole thing.
No, it used to be their thing, but it is no longer their thing.
What?
Mormons. Yeah,
why the fuck is anyone
that's why
Mormon?
That dude Warren Jeffs
for the cool
like,
underwear, dude.
Yeah, you wear
secret underwear.
You wear secret underwear, and you go into the temple.
You know,
to get
it's
married.
The story of like Mormonism is some like fucking drunk retard found a golden Bible.
Oh
in
yeah,
a tree
in Missouri.
Yeah, given to him by an angel, and then the angel had to take it back. It's so funny.
It's an American religion.
I know.
Yeah.
But like the idea that ever worked on anybody is like, I don't know, man. This guy's story is pretty legit.
Yeah.
I guess we should just go to his church.
Yeah, yeah. We should just dedicate our entire lives listening to him and let him fuck our daughters.
They kept getting kicked out of every place they lived in because everyone's like, no, fuck these fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And then they had to literally just go across the country to Utah.
Yeah.
As like sort of religious.
Which I call Utah. What?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Who's ever even heard of this place? Utah, get out of here. Shucks. Jeez.
That's good. Yeah, he said he had a gold book, but no one could see it. But
yeah,
you had to trust that he had it. And then he said that the Native Americans were actually Israelites that sinned against God and were punished with dark skin.
Oh,
yeah,
that like makes sense.
That's another part
that
of
you know what? That actually kind of checks out. Now that I think
I don't
about
know
it,
if
scientifically. You know?
But the story is that
living
Jesus,
outside in teepees?
After the crucifixion, went to the New World. And then he, like, did some shit over here.
Mm.
And there were two tribes.
Okay.
Adam's loving being able to just walk through the Wikipedia article for Mormonism.
Yeah. No, I knew a bunch of Mormons growing up in Vegas. Because
oh, yeah, there is a lot of Mormons
because
in Vegas.
Howard Hughes would only hire Mormons.
Howard Hughes tidbit hour.
No, Howard.
You guys seen The Aviator? Get ready for all the details from the movie coming up in 5, 4.
It's not.
I haven't seen it. Tell me, Adam.
Howard Hughes died in Vegas, like losing his mind, pissing in jars in a hotel.
Yeah,
and he
who remembers that scene from The Aviator?
Shut the fuck
did
up.
Did Leo piss in a bottle?
Yes, dude. Yeah. He's pissing in a bottle. Yeah. And then
he deserved an Oscar.
Can you see his dick?
And then whoever plays Katharine Hepburn, I forget the
drank it.
Who? Yeah, no, she shows up and she's like. Howard, you have to stop doing this. Come on, Howard. Come out now.
Was he into piss play?
Be lesbians with me, Howard. Be secret, powerful lesbians.
Cape and shit, I think.
That's it. That's
yes. Yes. She was a lesbian, Katharine Hepburn?
No, she wasn't a lesbian. She,
nice.
Well, yeah, she was like...
She was just an excellent golfer.
She was just like
she was
probably
really
the only person that's ever been like actually okay with just being a spinster.
Hmm.
So...
Oh, did she fuck? Did Katharine Hepburn fuck? She was hot, right?
Yes, but she was like...
She was...
mostly just mind... She was like sort of... She was probably like asexual.
She might have actually
been
asexual.
Androgynous.
Yeah, she also talked like that, but was American. Yeah. She had like sort of
everyone,
a British accent.
She came from like a everyone. From like a Vanderbilt family.
That's how like FDR
she's
and
like
shit
a, yeah. She's like new,
old Connecticut money.
Yeah,
or
old
something.
Yeah, old New England money.
Yeah.
God, those people are so fucking lame.
But that's they used to train actors to do that. It's called a transatlantic accent.
Right.
So you would talk in a way where people couldn't tell if you were from Britain or America prior to
the
majority of productions moving to Hollywood. It's like, you know, when shit was in New York, they wanted to make something that would appeal to all audiences.
Oh, fuck. Interesting.
That's why people talk like Frasier.
Damn, dude. Frasier's the last one holding
on. When I was a kid,
that's why
Frasier
he's the greatest actor. Of course, everyone did.
He's the greatest living actor.
Who, Frasier?
Because he does the, Kelsey, he's the last baby. Guy to do that accent.
My man's somewhere on pills getting his dick sucked right now.
Yeah, that guy.
Shouts out to Kelsey Grammer.
That guy's had a life, dude. Life
and
we've a
talked
half.
About it before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Niles, we haven't talked about him.
What
do you think Niles' life is like?
Somebody, he's just a nice guy. I showed Jake Flores that Tom Myers DM where he's like, make it stop now. Make the asking stop now. And Jake was like, oh, I thought the Avi was Niles from Frasier.
Oh, yeah. Tom does look
Tom
a
looks
bit.
Like, yeah, he looks like Steve Buscemi mixed with Niles from Frasier.
Oh, fuck.
You know what's funny about Tom is Tom looks like absolute shit, but I met him when he was probably 22 or 23 years old, and he looked exactly
the same. Yeah. He's looked 43 since he was 20 years old.
Yeah.
I remember when dude, it's wild. You're right. Holy fuck, when I started comedy, he was only like 25.
Yeah. No way.
Yes, dude.
How old is he now? 40?
No, he's like 32.
Not even. Yeah, he's not that
he's
much
like
older.
Our age.
Yeah, we're the same age. Shit.
Yeah, Tom's got to be at most 33, 34 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. That blew my fucking mind.
Wow. So he's still got time, dude. He can still do it.
He used to be the chairman of the Young Democrats of Harford County.
Oh, sick.
So, just a little tidbit for the audience. I don't know who is it now. Someone else, maybe. Probably not Tom anymore.
Cool.
Yep, just a different guy from Harford County. I think it's actually a woman. I think it was a lady with blonde hair. You guys know anybody that chairs local Democratic parties?
The cat has ear medicine now. I don't know if I've mentioned
Ernest?
That. Yeah. He needs
His
ear
ears
medicine.
Are fucked up.
It's not in ear, it's like outer
ear. Outer ear medicine.
Yeah.
Is it just so shit doesn't scab?
Well,
because he scratches his ear and it scabs.
I tried piercing his ears like a month ago.
Hell yeah.
To make fun of Adam. But then it backfired. Now he's
damaged. A cat with a fucking earring? That would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hey, fuck. What about a fucking
Let's
dog?
Let's pierce his ear and turn him green. Let's paint him green. Let's spray paint the cat green.
That would be. Is there pet safe paint?
Just paint. Regular paint. Just use regular paint on him.
What about hair dye? Can we dye him? Oh, how about this? A fucking dog with floppy ass ears with a big ass diamond stud? One of those hounds?
That would be cute.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
What do you guys think?
Maybe put a little lipstick on him?
My dog got
it. Start fucking him?
A friend of mine painted my dog's nails, and she looked pretty cute.
That's cute.
I love that anything you do to an animal, people will accuse you of it being animal abuse. If you put a video of it online, you put a fucking hat on a dog, people are like, the dog is humiliated, this is animal abuse, at PETA, I'm calling PETA.
Yeah, I do love that, like, literally no other country in the world treats dogs like this.
Well, it's funny, because, like...
In most of the rest of the world, dogs are just, like, straight-up animals.
Jermaine Fowler tried to pull that shit on my fucking Instagram. I posted a picture of Ernest where he'd thrown up and then fallen asleep in his own vomit. Which he does because he's old.
Wait, Jermaine Fowler gave you shit about that?
Yeah, Jermaine Fowler was like, is this shit supposed to be funny?
What?
And it's like, you should be saying that into a fucking mirror. But this looks like an abused animal to me. And then he added PETA. And I don't think he was joking either.
No, he
just didn't read
joking.
Like a joke. What's that?
He might have been joking.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Did he block you or something?
No. But we're at war now.
Oh, nice.
Are
we at war with Superior Donuts?
They got canceled.
They did?
No, they didn't. They got a second season.
I thought they got renewed.
I thought they got canceled.
Yeah. Are you completely making that up?
Where did you hear that?
From where?
I'll look it up.
They got fucking Judge Hirsch in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, Adam.
I'll look it up.
All right. Well, we still have plenty of time to go, boys. So
should we go to the beach this week?
It's no time to. Racine's going to the beach on Thursday.
Oh fuck! I got to text Racine back.
No, you don't. But I already told Racine that I'm uninviting you from the beach.
What?
Because there's going to be girls there, and I don't want you ruining it by disgusting them with your body.
See, this is the kind of body negativity I simply will not stand.
Well,
for.
I'm body negative, dude.
Dude, absolutely.
You know that.
Oh,
about
this is going to be the thing that brings us down,
I'm
dude.
Body negative.
I will never
body negative.
I will absolutely not. Except that.
Meninist, which I'm pretty sure means Amish.
Yeah.
I think that's what a meninist is somebody that builds barns and makes fried chicken.
Why is their fried chicken so goddamn good?
Because what the fuck else are they going to do besides make delicious pastries?
It got a second season, I'm
have
wrong.
Have you ever seen, of course you are, have you ever seen a fat Amish person?
Yes, plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
You the guys that make the fried chicken.
I guess you're right.
We went, the place we go to, the guy that makes that fried chicken is one of the fattest, ugliest people I've ever seen in my life.
They are really
too busy
ugly.
Looking at the chicken.
I was really excited about the chicken.
Dude, I tell you, what I love doing when I go to the Amish market is holding eye contact with the women. Because they won't break eye contact. I don't know what it is about their culture.
It's
but
manners.
They won't do it.
Yeah, really? That's old German manners. That they
you think they just are looking for an escape?
No, because they have one. It's called Rumspringer. They're allowed to go fuck it, like as many guys as they can.
Do meth nice. And stuff.
That's what they say in their church that they built. They go in there right. And they're like, well, you're 18 now. You go out and make sure you do anal. You get... Make you get titty fucked out there. Make sure you don't like being titty fucked, because when you come back to the church, yeah, you know, you know, no more titty fucking after
What's
that.
What's the retention rate you think of Rumspringer?
100%.
They yeah. all go back.
They all come back.
I think it's like 90 something or some shit like that.
How yeah. how many fucking Amish people that aren't Amish do you know anymore?
Yeah, you know? Have you met any? Have you
how
met
many
any?
Amish people are there? There can't be that many.
So there's like 42.
42 of them?
Yeah.
That's a
about
decent
the
amount.
Same number of people that are Jewish.
That's not true.
Yeah,
at all.
It is.
That's impossible.
I think that's true.
You know what's weird about Amish?
2% of American society is Amish?
Yeah.
That makes them into like a voting block.
They're scared of the machines.
Yeah, they won't do the machines.
It is weird when you drive through like central Pennsylvania and see like a fucking buggy going down the side
I
of
know,
the road.
Dude.
All slow as shit.
I know.
You only see it for a second. You're like, oh, look at that shitty piece of technology. Yeah. Oh, he's gone. I'm already miles away from wherever that man is trying to go.
In my 91 piece of shit Honda Civic. Yeah.
It's going to take him 35 years to get to the butter dispensary and hopefully he can get back to, you know, the cottage he lives in before...
Yeah,
the flies eat them or whatever the fuck. However, they succumb to the elements.
When I see,
I don't
Amish,
know what the number one cause of death in Amish country is.
Yeah,
zippers.
It's fly death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's zippers.
They fall in a vat of butter by accident. And
right.
The flies
it's
cover
being
them.
Sniped from helicopters by the Wetzel's Pretzels company. Taking out the competition.
If we
remember that rampage at the fucking Amish. Remember that happened.
No.
Like 10 years ago, some guy went into an Amish schoolhouse and started fucking lighting
Jesus
kids up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Was he Amish?
I don't think so.
Ex-Amish?
Don't they have
imagine
Amish?
Imagine hating Amish people that much.
Yeah.
Don't they have Amish organized crime or something?
Yeah. That
really?
Was a show.
That was a
I
TV
I thought that was
show.
Bullshit.
That was, yeah, it was
well,
like.
It probably was.
Yeah, the fucking, the Amish Gotti.
Like TLC.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Amish aren't cool enough to do that kind of shit. I could fight any Amish.
No, they were like the kind of Amish that had.
They would beat the shit out of me. Are you kidding me?
They're making barns and shit all day. Yeah,
they could beat me up.
Carrying fucking, you know,
fuck
timber
anvils. I'm assuming they just walk around with an anvil.
What was an anvil used for?
Metal, like blacksmithing. It's like metalwork.
You hit shit on it.
Well, the shape is for
out of
the shapes. You heat stuff up and then you slam a hammer on
it
while it's on the fucking anvil.
You make a sword.
Yeah, you can make a sword.
Hell yeah.
They never used them in like... To
should I do that
place?
when we get enough money
absolutely.
For my compound? I'm getting a forge. I'm putting that out in the
100%.
Barn. I'm going
to
start making
smithing?
Swords.
Dude, let's make a compound, dude. I'll have a pizza oven. You can have a forge.
Same
Adam,
one
in
the same,
have?
Dude. Pizzas, barbecue, and swords all,
yes,
in, the, all in the same device.
Oh my God. What is your what are you going to contribute to
I'd
the compound?
Probably work with the animals.
What animals? Oh, are we going to eat them?
No, we're not going to eat
farm.
He's going to suck off the bulls and spit the cum into the cow's pussy.
Well, that's working with them.
Yeah.
How we got to inseminate them.
That's what... It's a new definition of cowboy.
Yeah, I do it. I do it Chris Kanye style.
That's actually how the Immaculate Conception happened. Yeah. The angel.
I'm Chris Pontius, and
God.
This is shoving a toucan's face up your asshole. His entire nose. Hey, I'm Steve-O, and this is Get Kicked Out of Belize for wrapping a tarantula around my dick
and spreading
and then trying
gonorrhea.
To shove the tarantula dick into a yak's ass. On Wild Boys.
Wild Boys did rule, though. I'm trying to open for Steve-O. He's at the Arlington Draft House, baby.
Yeah, he's a touring comic.
I'm trying to go down there, dude.
What's his stand-up like?
Trying to buddy up to Steve-O.
Nah, it's just...
Getting that FaceTime with Steve-O.
He just does the most shows, and they pay you by show.
No, I can't do the podcast today, guys. I'm getting barbecue with Steve-O. I can't wait for that to happen.
I would never do that, guys. I wouldn't hang out with Steve-O. I would. He's pretty cool. It would be fun. Come on. You wouldn't get barbecue with Steve-O?
He's sober now. It's
I wouldn't blow
annoying.
Off the podcast.
I would never
barbecue.
Blow off the podcast for barbecue with Steve-O.
I've made up my mind that Stav has done this already.
Yeah. I feel like it's already happened.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers wish. Find you Steve-O, dude. Me and him would be doing a damn podcast.
With my famous friends.
It'd be called
friends.
The Cool Boys Podcast.
I do stuff with my famous friends Steve-O. All the time. I just don't tell you about it. I don't rub your faces.
Yeah, you don't invite us to it.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you need to be invited?
Because we're friends.
You don't invite people to shit.
I invite you guys to hang out at my
house.
You have
never invited any type of social event where it's like...
I invite you to Racine's party. I text you all the time. Yeah, but
Racine
I try and get. But that's
us.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, Racine
I want my boys to come
to
the
things
that
we're already
to.
Invited in. That's not inviting us.
Yes, it is. That's what it's like. Let's go together to
no.
To
if you were
that
if you were doing a thing,
to.
If you're doing a thing where it's like some comic you like was having a thing, you'd be like, I got to go to this, and you wouldn't invite us to it.
Yeah, you'd
if,
be like,
if
all
I
right.
if it's not
because
my
would,
fucking
that
house,
that would be your like FaceTime thing.
No, it's rude to bring fucking people somewhere you don't. They didn't say bring other people. If it's someone I'm like closer to, like if Soda wanted to hang out, I'd be like, come fucking do some shit like that. But if it was like someone I don't know that well, you can't invite people to. You can't
to your
bring
friends.
Friends, you know, like that. But it's if mutual friends, of course I want you guys to come and hang out. I'm always trying to get the crew to fucking hang. That's what I wanted to do.
I like hanging, and
these aren't people that he knew. You're mad at him for literally what you just described.
Yeah.
No.
These are people that he's never met before hanging out.
That
they're
invited
not his close
me to
friends
hang.
That invited him to hang, and you're saying that he should have also brought you along.
Well, I mean,
the
perhaps.
Only difference is in the hypothetical situation that we're describing, it's not people you don't know. It's like people you're trying to get FaceTime in with.
And I do know Dan That's, Soder.
Yeah, you specifically mentioned Dan Soder as an example.
Like a friend of mine that I would like...
We didn't bring up Dan Soder.
I've met Dan Soder multiple times.
I'm bringing up like people we all hang out with.
Here's who I would give you access to is Dan Soder. That's as high up the ladder as it goes.
I appreciate the Dan Soder.
I'm saying my
friends.
Oh my God, you fucking pricks. I'm saying like sometimes we get Greek food. I'd fucking hang out. I'd invite you guys, but you never want to come to fucking Astoria. That's another fucking thing. Don't that we never fucking hang out because you motherfuckers never want to come to my spot.
No, you can... Well, yeah, I mean...
That's true. I've invited you to come hang and fucking hang out of my shit. I want to come watch some movies and shit. But no, it's got to be here.
Well, we work here.
Yeah, we both live
in
Brooklyn.
What about some fun public... Some
Nobody
fun
fucking lives in
boys.
Astoria. Astoria was a cool spot 10 years ago.
I just want my boys to
it's
hang
out
with
It's all about deep
me.
Brooklyn. Dude, I'm moving to East New York next week.
I'm moving to Cypress Hill.
Hell yeah.
Where's that?
Me and Adam are
is
moving
that
to
LA?
Compton.
East New York. Yeah, we're
is
gonna,
Cypress Hill from
we're
here?
We're going to Compton and we're going to watch Django Unchained at a movie theater.
Yeah.
With only black people.
Me and Adam are moving to Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be longshoremen.
We're going to be the coolest guys.
But also you could have
recently
invited.
Gentrified Elizabeth, New Jersey.
How far away is that?
I don't know.
Isn't that where Stephen Colbert lives?
It's like
lives?
The first
it's not
third.
Far. No, he lives in like...
Elizabeth's a shithole.
What do you call it? North Jersey. The
it
town
is?
Sarah's from.
Isn't that Elizabeth?
It's Montclair.
No, Montclair.
Oh.
Bergen County.
But also you could invite they were Twitter bros, dude. Come on. You could have invited the squad. They asked
I don't
for
know.
Me
I
Nick
wasn't
were.
Gonna go. I was moving all day and then I just
They like, asked for me and Nick were right, bro?
Yeah, but yeah. I know them. You don't know them.
Yeah, Nick.
But both. They
and Nick ignored
both.
Them because he's cooler than
Yeah, them. I'm cool and I don't like going to hang out with people.
Well, that's the other thing. You're an antisocial person.
That's true. So North Korea has fired another ballistic missile.
Is that hot off the press?
No. I'm just trying to... I mean, I'm... This is like the worst podcast
we've
done.
No, it's not bad.
No, this is we've said nothing for the last 15 minutes. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, but people just like that, you know. They like the...
No, they don't. People don't like it. I don't like it.
Stop getting fucking worried about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'm being objective.
We had good... No, you're doom and gloom.
This one's going right in the trash.
Oh, come on, man.
No, it's not, dude.
It can't go in the trash.
Why can't it go in the trash?
It's just the whole fucking day is... I came here. I went
ruined.
Fucking... Yeah, I've had to work.
You had to
I had shit to do. I have shit
you
to do.
Oh, no. What'd you have to do?
I had fucking physical therapy. I missed that because the trains were fucked. I should be running for my job right now. I got to go do that as soon as we get done with this. I could have been fucking working. My roommates are mad at me because I didn't fucking clean the apartment. I left to do all this shit. We just can't go in the trash.
So it's my fault that you didn't clean the apartment and your roommates
are
mad at
you. No, I'm just saying. We say we're going to do something. Let's stick to it.
This is why people tune in, guys. The real friendship things, you know? So even if we're having a pointless... argument about fake Dan Soder lunch dates that we just made up. People like it because they feel like they're hanging out with the boys, and that's why I think we should keep this podcast up. Plus, that shit you did at the beginning, Nick, was very funny.
Thanks. I guess I'll keep out and just do a callback or something.
Cool. There you
I'm
go.
Sorry you can't get the last 30 minutes of this podcast back. Please don't unsubscribe. It's everyone's fault but mine.